Rain Brown now joined by Jeff Slater, Burlingame girls basketball coach. We always appreciate his insights. Coach, how you doing today?
Doing good. Getting ready for a big week and, you know, some states approaching here. So trying to finish the season strong on a high note and get something rolling so we can, you know, make a run, be tough here.
Definitely makes sense. I know on Friday, coming off a loss to Linden, a really good Linden team that's got one of the best area athletes in Allie Neisler and what she's able to do offensively. Can you walk us through some of the key moments of the game, Coach?
Yeah, we started off really strong in the first quarter, and, you know, I was really happy with how our girls were attacking. You know, our defense was really clicking. Neisler, she got in foul trouble, and we got out to an early lead and played really strong. And then we started to, you know, Linden made a few adjustments and switched over to his zone, and that kind of, you know, made things tough. But we were still doing a lot of good things, and, you know, our transition defense struggled a little bit. Linden started getting some leak out layups, and that made some things tough. Went into halftime down six. Was really proud of our effort. You know, I don't fault our girls' effort at all. Like, I think our girls are playing the right way. They're playing hard. And then in the second half, Neisler got going, and it was just a struggle to keep up offensively. You know, we gave up too many points in that third quarter. We didn't put enough stops together, and that made things difficult. You know, and Linden kind of separated the game. It felt a lot closer than the final score was. You know, that third quarter got away from us, but our girls were still competing, playing hard, trying to work through the adversity and those type of things. So we tried to address some things that popped up yesterday and or the Friday night, and we tried to address them in practice yesterday to try to clean up to put together a good week. You know, we're doing some good things for a half. We're doing some good things in a quarter. You know, we got to try to piece together four quarters. You know, if we can do that, I think we can be pretty tough.
You alluded to Substate coming up at the end of this week. It's hard to believe we're already to that part of the schedule. What are you hoping to see in these final two games to get you guys ready to go on that playoff run?
Well, first off, tonight's senior night, and we got three good seniors in Allie Sassler, Kenna Lang, and McKenna McFarland. We want to send those girls out on a high note, you know, for their last home game. So tonight will be tough. You know, Mission Valley has always been a tough game. They're well coached. They do some different things. And, you know, and then Friday we play West Franklin. So I think it's just important to try to generate as much momentum as you can as you head into Substate. You know, if we can have a good week here, you know, that gives us some confidence going into next week. You know, we want to try to find our most consistent and best basketball here this last week. So just, you know, I know the girls are going to compete hard and play hard. They've done that all year. You know, we got to clean some things up, make the shots that are given to us and finish around the rim and play tough defense. But I think it's just important to try to generate as much momentum as you can. I think that will set you up for, you know, success going into next week and, you know, playing confident basketball.
Lady Bearcat coach Jeff Slater stopping by as we talk Burlingame girls basketball. You mentioned Mission Valley tonight, celebrating those seniors. What's the biggest key to tonight's game if you guys want to pick up the win?
Well, I think transition defense, you know, we didn't do a good job of that at times on Friday night, so we need to have some transition defense. And then being able to knock down some threes. I think some opportunities are going to be out there for our girls to shoot. We need to have a aggressive mindset to shoot when we're open. You know, we need some of those to fall. And then on defense, you know, the other night, which Linden was a really good offensive team and they scored 70 points and that hurt, but you know, it's going to be hard to win when you're giving up 70. We need to be able to keep the teams in the 40s, you know, so we're going to have to put together some stops and rebound really well and make some things tough for Mission Valley. But if we can get out and run, you know, I like our strengths there in the run, and we got to be able to shoot. You know, if we miss our first three, you got to be able to have the confidence to knock down your fourth one and kind of just stay the course the entire game. Lean on our defense, you know, to lead us and then knock down shots when they present themselves. And we want to play hard for our seniors and send those girls out so we got to be willing to do whatever it takes.
Coach, before I let you get out of here, nearly played the entire schedule. What's been your thoughts of schools being able to allow to play additional games up to 23 this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's a great move by Kansas moving forward. You know, we didn't add any games this year, but I know next year we've added two, so we'll be at 22 games next year. So, you know, I think it's the kids want to get out there on the court. I think it's good for our state. Hopefully the changes will encourage some more positive changes. You know, I'd like to see some changes for our postseason seeding and sub-state pairings. I'd like to see a little bit better format there. But, you know, any progress our state can make that benefits the kids, I'm all for. And I think getting some additional games is a positive and was needed. And so, you know, I'll look forward to next year, you know, adding those two games and, you know, growing our girls' development and all that stuff. So I think it benefits everybody involved. So.
Awesome, Jeff. We appreciate the insights today. Good luck tonight, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Go Lady Cats.